Blessed be God for thaw, for the clear drops that fall one by one like clocks ticking from the icicles along the eaves, for shift and shrinkage, including the soggy gray mess on the deck looking like an abandoned mattress that has lost its inner spring, for the gurgle of gutters melt underfoot when I step off the porch, for slush, for the glisten on the driveway that not only wets the footsole, but it doesn't send me slithering down the hill. Everything is alert to this melting, its slow flow, the liquidation, the implicit promise. Glory be to God for changes, for bulbs breaking the darkness with their green beaks, for moles and moths, and velvet green moss waiting in the sidewalk cracks, for the way the sun pierces the window minutes earlier each day, for earthquakes and tectonic plates, earth's bump and grind, and new mountains pushing up like teeth in a one-year-old, for melodrama, lightning in the sky stage and the burst of applause that follows. Praise him for day and night and light switches by the door, for seasons, for cycles and bicycles, for waterspouts, for watersheds, for waking and waxing and waning and the letter W, so that we never get complacent, for all his world and for the way it twirls on its axis like an exotic dancer, for the North Pole and the South Pole and the equator and everything in between.